Flypaper. It's an invention that you never knew you needed, but has proven more useful than ever imagined. Such was the case in the 1880s, when the Tanglefoot Company began manufacturing the product in Grand Rapids. They earned a reputation for making insect control products, but in the 1980s, building owner Joe Skinzel decided to rent out some of the vacant factory space. He had no idea he was creating an artist colony.
So what's really great about the Tanglefoot Flypaper Company was that it created something that was never there before to help solve a problem or to create a solution within our society. And art can sometimes do that as well. It's not just about decorative things, but it can also spur dialogue within your community. And a lot of the artists here take the time to not only create things that would be considered beautiful, but create things that also spark conversation within the community of Grand Rapids and Western Michigan.
Multimedia artist Tommy Allen rents a studio in Tanglefoot with his partner, painter Michael Flaghar. He has been at Tanglefoot for over a decade. They are two of around 10 in-house artists who rent space inside the building. The plant itself was sold in 2009, but still manufactures products elsewhere in the building. As an art space, the Tanglefoot building offers an identity separate from that of its neighbors. Its heavy, imposing brick structure and grand views give it a senior collegiate feel that isn't echoed in other creative spots around town. According to Allen, it is one of the longest-running artist studio facilities in Grand Rapids.
I'm very attached to the space in which I'm working, and I'm also attached to the people who work here, too.
That's painter Elaine Dalsher. Her space has white walls and a beautifully finished hardwood floor. Half of the studio has long tables and stools for teaching painting classes. The other half has finished canvases, supplies, and plenty of comfortable seating. She received her MFA from Western Michigan in 1988 and moved her work into Tanglefoot the same year.
We've been together a long, long time. We've come a long way. And though we don't see each other on a daily basis, we have strong and deep relationships and connections. That's worth the world to me.
The Tanglefoot artist community is more than just art spaces. It's also an area of small businesses. Every year, the artists host an annual sale the Friday before Thanksgiving. The event lets visitors traipse in and out of the artist spaces in order to browse, buy, and see how things are made. Printmaker Aline Guerra moved to Grand Rapids 14 years ago. She operates her business, Red Hydrant Press, across the way from Dalsher. Though she was warmly welcomed into the city's arts community, her first impressions left much to be desired.
What I do usually when I move or go to a new city or town, I go downtown to check it out. It was empty, boarded up. But then I started meeting a lot of people, like, right away. Then I saw the potential in the city. And then the city started changing. Like, I feel like we all contributed.
Guerra and the other Tanglefoot artists have not only contributed, but they've also been a witness to the changing art landscape of the city. The Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts relocated downtown in 1991. The Grand Rapids Children's Museum opened in 1997. And in the summer, the city hosts the annual Art Prize competition. By turning their surroundings into a source of inspiration, Elaine Dalsher says they've helped the Tanglefoot building write an indelible chapter in the city's history.
How is it going to grow in the future? We don't have complete control over that, but we do have control over what we've created, and that is this concept of an artist's community where people love to come, where people love to see new work every single year. We've grown it over the years, and I can say we're all proud to have created this community.
For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.